Imagine getting a phone call from a nameless stranger who claims to have kidnapped your loved one and is demanding a ransom. This happened to a Texas family last fall, but it's a scam, and it's spreading across the country. Paul Flav of Texas Public Radio reports.
It was a Sunday in early November. Hannah Stone attended church, had breakfast with her two kids, then dropped off her 14-year-old daughter, Lauren, at an ice cream store to wait for a couple of friends.
And saw her walk right towards the building. It wasn't but, 10, 15 feet?
Stone hadn't driven two blocks when her phone rang. It was a strange number, but she knew her daughter's cell phone wasn't charged, so she picked it up.
When I answered the phone, I heard kind of a gasp and crying, and what sounded like my daughter, Lauren, saying, "Mom," terrified. And I said, "Baby, what's wrong?" Then a man grabbed the phone from her and said, "We have your daughter."
The man said they were Mexican mafia and that he wanted $5,000 to get her daughter back. Stunned, she pulled the car over. The next hour was hell, she says, as the man told her to stay on the phone and talk to no one while he coached her through wiring money to multiple accounts.
They told me when I go in, put the phone by my side, that I better act calm, that I was being observed.
What she didn't know was that her daughter wasn't in any danger. The whole thing was a scam, what authorities call a virtual kidnapping. It's been around for more than 10 years, and parents and authorities are reporting it's happening around the country with increasing frequency.
Sounded like my son was on the other end saying, "Mom, Mom, help me."
Someone had my son, who I had heard crying and screaming in the background.
"You need to stay on this phone. Do not hang up, or your daughter's dead."
FBI Special Agent Michelle Lee says the scammer's goal is to keep people in a state of shock.
In many cases, they have a lot of actors. They'll have, you know, children or young women screaming, and they are very authentic.
The FBI doesn't have exact numbers, says Lee, because parents go to local police and the crime gets lumped in with other fraud schemes. Even more underreported because people are embarrassed when they find out it's a scam. 4 years ago, the FBI became aware of criminals targeting doctors in South Texas. Now they target high-income zip codes like Fredericksburg, where Hannah Stone lives. But Lee says the scammers aren't that sophisticated.
Most of the schemes that we have seen, they're focused on volume. They're wanting to make as many phone calls as quickly as possible, hoping to find a victim.
Joseph Steinberg is a cybersecurity expert. He says the culture of oversharing on the internet has fed this issue.
The advent of social media has made it very easy for criminals to know when people are not reachable.
Steinberg says there are a number of things you can do to avoid scammers. He suggests limiting the amount of travel details you share online, and he says screen your calls.
There's really almost no reason to answer your phone if you don't recognize the number. The person either is going to text you or leave you a voicemail.
Still, FBI agent Lee says the scams are hard to combat because many of them originate in other countries, including from Mexican prisons. In fact, the only person to be convicted for the crime was in September of this year, and that was only because criminals in Mexico were limited to how much money they could wire transfer. A 35-year-old Houston woman was sentenced to 7 years for picking up physical money drops. For Here and Now, I'm Paul Flav.